Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Switching in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Lloyd will try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome to Senate Avenue Brewing Company, and we appreciate everybody hanging in here. We got a nice group of Dynamo fans here. Thanks for coming. Big round of applause for Griffin Dorsey.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Here tonight, and the other good news is... the Dynamo coming off their first win of the year over LAFC. We're going to get into that tonight. Much, much more. So we got a nice 20 minutes here. Thanks for being patient, everybody. Wasn't the way we wanted to start, but the way we finish is what's important here tonight. So a big thank you to Senate Avenue Brewery, the mayor over there. Andrew, thank you for helping get us going. And we're going to make sure this is a fun night for everybody. We got T-shirts, hats. Let's get right into it with Griffin Dorsey. And, Griffin, let's just start it off tonight about the importance of getting a good result against LAFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious for everybody that just in general we needed a W. I think everybody can agree with that. And it felt good to not only get a W, but get a W against a team like LAFC.
All right, so one thing I want to talk to you about is, because I've watched the rise of your career in this league, there's ups and downs. Toronto, you didn't play much. You come to Houston, you get more opportunity under Tab Ramos, and then all of a sudden we see this blossoming. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the ups and downs, but also the mental strengths to be there when your opportunity came and you grabbed it.
Yeah, I mean, I would just go back to working. It takes a lot of work, and it's constantly putting yourself in environments that's going to keep pushing you. And I think, you know, you can look at opportunities and they come and they go, but as long as you're continuously working and preparing for each of those opportunities, that's really what matters.
How much about self-confidence is this?
Yeah, I mean, I think self-confidence is a big thing, but I think once again, when you know that you're doing the work that you can be doing, self-confidence kind of comes with that. And you're constantly pushing yourself. You're constantly trying to get better. And then I think the results and the self-confidence kind of almost go hand in hand with that.
By the way, let's not forget, Franco Escobar was brought to Houston to be the right back until this guy emerged. So, you know, it goes to show you that the game, things can change very, very quickly. And we all enjoy Griffin up and down the right side. All right, so I want to go to the Jack McGlynn goal. I want to go to the phenomenal back heel that went through the legs of the defender Smoliakov that led to this huge big piece of space. Take me into that a little bit and tell me what you were telling me when you were talking to the Ukrainian who obviously doesn't know English.
Yeah. Well, first off, the Ukrainian is a fantastic player. He had an unbelievable goal 2 weeks ago, and we were sitting on a corner. He was marking me on a corner kick, and I just walked up to him. I was like, fantastic goal. And he looked at me like super confused. I was like, what, man? I'm trying to just have a conversation here. And he just knew no English at all. And so I was trying to explain to him how amazing his goal was, and he had no clue what I was talking about. It was actually kind of funny. That's just a side piece during the game. But the goal itself, Jack and I feel like we're really in tandem on that right side, moving in and out, counter movements. He moves one way, I move another. And I found myself on the inside, which isn't very normal for me, but Jack was on the outside, and that allowed me to kind of check in, give him the space in behind, which is usually the space I like to take advantage of. But we found ourselves in that position, and I was just happy to get him the ball, and, you know, he kind of did the rest.
Houston Dynamo defender Griffin Dorsey joining us. By the way, I don't know what they call it, match day team of the week or something. They're changing the language, Jack. Team of the match day. Okay. It used to be team of the week back in the 80s, but okay.
I think we still call it team of the week.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
It's kind of what we call it too. But Griffin got named to the team of the week. And on that back heel, once Jack McGlynn got that ball, it was like the parting of the Red Sea. I mean, he was tearing right at the central defense. You know, the back heel, the trick and the flicks, I've seen you add that a little bit. Did that kind of come through the Hector era when he was here? Did guys get a little more confidence to kind of play these tricks and flicks?
I think you just got to feel it in the moment, and sometimes there are moments for it, and sometimes there definitely aren't moments for it. I don't know if I would blame it on Hector, but I think Hector, as everybody knows, can give you confidence on the field. But even without him on the field, I feel like we still have that.
Griffin Dorsey joining us, Senate Avenue Brewing. Looks, four significant starters leave, Hector being one of them, Coco, Mikael at the last minute, of course, Steve Clark, goalkeeper injuries. This is a very different season, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think every season in the league you have turnover and there's personnel changes. But, yeah, there's definitely been a significant change within our team and the dynamic of our team.
And Linger, Andre Linger, is in training now. What's your initial thoughts on him?
Fantastic. He brings a bit of a fight, a pit bull attitude that is fantastic, that I think this team really needs. A bit of an edginess and excitement, and also some flair and personality. So
from the Czech Republic, and
yep,
expected to be playing soon. Okay, what I liked about the goal, and I sometimes talk on this show about the American player maybe getting overshadowed now in this league a little bit, and we're not going to get heavy into that. But when I see Blake Gillingham come up big, when I see Griffin Dorsey come up big, and when I see Jack McGlynn come up big, I see three Americans, and we need that in Major League Soccer. So I was very happy to see the American involvement in this win in a big way in the form of a goal.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it that way, but I completely agree. And I think even just within this league, watching Americans grow into the league and watching Americans play in the league is special. It is special. Even a guy like Jack McGlynn, a young talent, a Diego Luna, for example. I mean, these young kids who are really starting to step up and take some serious initiative is beautiful to see.
He's Griffin Dorsey joining us here at Senate Avenue Brewery. We got a nice group of Dynamo fans out here. We thank everybody for coming out.
Yes,
really appreciate
it. Yes.
It's a nice intimate moment to get to know one of your players even better. We all know he has three lungs, but is that the most undesirable position in soccer now, playing as a right back / midfielder?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I get to defend. I get to score. I get to assist. I get to do it all. It's fantastic. I love it.
Each and every week you're coming up against the best of Bawanga. I mean, you name it, you're coming up against them. This also has to be just a wonderful sort of rite of passage to be able to say, okay, if I can mark this guy out of the game, make him defend, it's a big win for me and a great challenge.
Of course. I mean, I think that as players and as athletes, we want to play against the best. We want to be the best. And so in order to do that, you have to challenge yourself. And there's nothing better than going up against a Dennis Bawanga and making him have to defend, and then also having to defend him and playing that game a little bit is special. And, you know, when you want to play at the highest level possible, you need to challenge yourself. It's super awesome.
Training sessions, you know, when I played in the 80s, they were brutal. They were like a war. What are your training sessions like? Give a, you know, pull the curtain back and tell our audience and listeners kind of what the training sessions are like, how competitive they get, how edgy they get, because, yes, you have to respect your teammates, but you're also defending your position. You don't want to be on the bench.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, first and foremost, it kind of depends on the game schedule and what the week looks like. But usually we have two major days, competition days throughout the week. And those days are really the days where everybody is stepping in with this kind of breath of fresh air. Like, I'm going to go earn my spot today. And whether you're a starter or whether you're not a starter, you need to come in on those days and be ready to absolutely perform to your top physical and mental ability. And I think, you know, obviously the other days you're 100% stepping in, knowing that you are every day is an opportunity to prove yourself as a player and make sure that you're going to be in that starting lineup. And so you're never really taking a day off. You're never taking any time off. You're always thinking about how you can get better. And I think training is just that exact same way. You know, I'm going up against our wingers, and I'm going up against our forwards, and I'm doing the exact same thing I'm trying to do in games, which is win all the time. And that can be a complete challenge, but at the same time, it is it's a beautiful challenge because it's what pushes you.
Is that the lesson for the player that's not getting the minutes he wants? Train like you're a first-team player so that when it comes, like Blake Gillingham obviously lived up to it. Nobody knew who he was. Now everybody knows who he is in goal after the two big saves in that game and playing very well in Portland. Is that what it's about? Train like a first-team player so that when it comes, you're ready.
Yeah, and I think when I say train like a first-team player, it's more like give everything you have to every single day. And what you have might be different from day to day, but make sure that when you're on that field, you are giving everything you possibly can give. Because if you don't do that, you've got no chance unless you're the 1% of the 1%. You know, there are players out there that don't have to do that, but there are most players, I would say, are stepping on that field knowing I'm going to give everything I have today, whether it's training, whether it's a game.
Griffin Dorsey joining us, Senate Avenue Brewing. Dynamo next game will be against the LA Galaxy. That's this Saturday. Okay, now you got more good wingers you got to deal with. I think Paint Sill's back available. They're the defending MLS Cup champions. You got Gabriel Peck. I don't know if he's back yet or if he's playing. I think he is. So you're going up against another good one. How do you kind of platform off this result at home and go into LA with confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a positivity and a almost like a breath of fresh air that you get from a win. But at the same time, I think there's a little bit of this edginess sometimes that can be missing, like almost a complacency, like we've won a game now. Oh, we can all take a deep breath. And so about, you know, Ben was talking about it today, but a lot of it for us is, okay, how do we stay at that knife's edge and say we need to live here on a constant basis, week in and week out? And I think this will be a great test for us this week because this is a team that's also struggling a bit. They are looking for a result, and we are just as much as they are, and we need to believe that even though we just had a win at home.
Griffin Dorsey joining us. For those listening on the radio, a big thanks for him coming out here tonight. I think these types of nights here are incredible. The personal connection people get, that to me is a big part of trying to grow the Dynamo fan base. I don't think there's any question that people have probably gotten tired of hearing me say that over and over, but I don't think there is any question. So I'm not going to call you Griffin Zen Dorsey because I don't want to do that unless I get your
you are more than welcome to call me.
Okay, that
Griffin
could be
Zen
your new
Dorsey
nickname, because every time I'm in a TV booth preparing to do the game on the Apple local call, I look out and I see a guy out there in bare feet. He's got a ball and he's grounding himself, and I'm just like, this is a moment where there's a lot going on in your brain and you're doing a lot to prepare. I'm not joking about this, actually, because everybody's got their own ritual. So take us into the ritual, the preparation, what that means to you. And it might be like me laying on the grass at the park the other day.
Yeah, I think that there's a – well, first and foremost, I've watched a lot of documentaries and done research around grounding. So that's something I firmly believe in and something that has helped me throughout my career, especially recovering from games or getting ready for games, or maybe it's calming the mind. Those are things that help me. At the same time, I would consider myself a pretty spiritual person. I like to meditate. I like to try to calm the mind with the breath. These are kind of practices that I utilize throughout the week. And this kind of just correlates and falls into that, you know, as you said it before, the Griffin Zen Dorsey, but it's all kind of part of my process, and it's who I am as a player, and it's what's worked for me, and it's what feels good and connected to myself.
What other interesting rituals do you see in your locker room that you can reveal from somebody else? Anything funny?
No, Jack McGlynn is he'll have his headphones on in the locker room, and we're blasting music in the locker room. Like, the music's not quiet, but he'll be in his own world. Like, he's got his headphones on, you know, he's kind of down, he's in his own world. And so that's kind of one where he kind of like stays in his lane as well. I mean, I do my warm-ups in the back showers because it's quieter. That's just part of my routine.
Knocking a ball off the wall.
Yeah, Jack has his own thing where he kind of sits in his locker and he's in his own world.
How much when you go home, we're talking to Griffin Dorsey, Houston Dynamo. How much when you go home, when do you replay this game? How much emphasis do you put on critiquing yourself? Like, I remember when I first got into TV and things, or even when I was playing in the 80s, I'd critique myself, but not necessarily right after the game because I'd still be kind of in emotion. And then later on when I got quiet, I'd think about things I did good and maybe things I didn't do good.
Yeah, I think what's amazing about the time we're in now is you have access to all of it. You know, you have access to the highlight tape is basically when the game's over. You have access to, you know, the over-the-head view of the game. You have access to the broadcast view of the game. You have all these different areas in which you can watch. One thing that I try to do is give myself some time, which sometimes is hard. My wife helps with that all the time. She's like, do
By the
not.
Way, give your wife a shout out.
Yes.
She has a name, right?
Thank you, Adriana, for being here. You're the best. I love
Adriana?
You.
Is that it? Adriana?
Adriana.
Thanks for being here, Adriana.
Yes. But I will have one day of the week where I'll sit down with a video analyst and break up my game completely and watch good moments, bad moments, moments or things that I can work on throughout the week to try to improve for the next game. So that's something that really helps me kind of step away, knowing that I have the opportunity to really go over it with somebody. And we have things that we talk about. We have different things that we're looking for. So that's helpful.
We're at Senate Avenue Brewery. By the way, the beer is amazing here. The food's good. If anybody wants a T-shirt when we go to commercial break or a hat, please help yourself. Just don't take them all at once in one broad stroop. The amount of data now that you get, like I'm looking in warm-ups, and one day it just dawned on me. I'm like, wow, when I played professional soccer in the 80s, you know, there'd be a trainer, there'd be one assistant coach, a goalkeeper coach, and all of us. I look out there. There's 15 black track suits out there. I don't know who these people are. I know their staff. I know they have a job. But I'm like, one day, I'm like, it's like one-to-one. It's incredible. And I'm just thinking, is it sometimes data overload for you guys now because of the access to it, because staffs have all these data people? Does it sometimes get overcomplicated?
You know, Ben and I think the Houston Dynamo in general do a great job of distancing you as a player from the data. So they dissect the data. They make sure they know what they're doing. If I have a question about the data, for example, running distance, go back to Portland, I put in more running distance. So what does my recovery look like based on the distance that I covered? Can change and vary. But those are questions that I'm outwardly seeking. Most of the time, the data stays within the coaches and the staff members to understand how to help us as players. And I think that that's really helpful because you're right. It can be data overload if you're getting it all, but we're not necessarily getting it all because we're not getting stuff we don't necessarily need, but they can regiment our training sessions based on, you know, how much we ran or, you know, what our recovery looks like if we're struggling and, you know, we're constantly in communication with how we're feeling from a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, interesting, because sometimes I think I see players in Major League Soccer, and it just seems like there's all this stuff going on, and they're just not playing.
I've been that player before.
Instinctually. I did that. Well, we didn't have any data. It was just don't get caught with a ball in possession, basically. All right, so I want to talk to you also about the attack, and, you know, are you going to have to score more goals this year? Are you going to have to score more goals that you guys aren't constantly under pressure to win games 1-0? Because that's a pressure. I mean, last year, you didn't really get a lot of room to make mistakes. If you made a mistake and it was a 1-0 game, it was dropping points maybe you shouldn't have. So what do you think about the attack now? I do know people are keying on you because everybody who looks at the Houston Dynamo says, look, they get their width from Griffin Dorsey. It's the bottom line. I mean, everybody can see that. You don't need data. So do you notice that teams are, for lack of a better word, just tactically setting up for you?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say that as a team and as an organization right now, a big emphasis is on the attack. I think what's amazing is we have guys like Eric Svechenko who are so veteran and understand defending so well that they can help those around them. And I think really what we're all trying to work on is getting in sync in the final third. And I think that's been a huge part of the last, you know, month and a half of our training sessions and the way we've been structuring our film sessions is making sure that we understand what it is our roles are once we enter that final third so that we can score more goals, because that is definitely a big emphasis.
So I think, and this is, I'm saying something that's very simple and very, very obvious here, but to have a long-range threat like Jack McGlynn now, which really crystallized in this last game with him playing higher up the field, I see this opening other things up. I think I see this as a great benefit for Ezequiel Ponce.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you can even see it in the set pieces that he hits. I mean, he's incredible on the ball. He's incredible when the ball's moving. He's also incredible when the ball is stationary. And we feel like every corner kick we have an opportunity, every free kick we have an opportunity with him. And at the same time, I think, you know, when he's on the field, higher up the field, he's a guy who's looking to shoot. He's a guy who's looking to make that final pass. And that's super special for everybody on the field.
Yeah, it was remarkable to watch the game because he hit that one that Lloris had the punch out. He hit one that flashed near the post, and I'm like, LAFC better get out. They're going to pay the price ultimately. They never did on the third opportunity. But if he starts drawing center backs out, when he gets into that pocket, that could be very good for Easy Ponce.
I'm even thinking myself as well. Maybe he'll drag the outside back out, and that's when I get to go.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Eric Svechenko, what about the relationship with him? Because the team grew a few inches with him back in the lineup.
Oh, I mean, Eric's my roommate. He's my he's probably one of my best friends on the team. He's fantastic. He's like a mentor to me. No, our relationship's special. I attest a lot of the last year and a half, 2 years to him and the help that he's given me. Because, you know, he's played probably over 500 professional games. He knows the ins and outs. He knows how to keep yourself in it. And he's taught me a lot. And at the same time, he teaches everybody on the field. I mean, you can see it when he's on the field. We feel more secure, more confident, and more capable when he's on the field.
Obafemi Awadesu. Now here's a guy who got an opportunity, a young guy out of Penn State, played on Dynamo 2 last year, and you can see him growing in confidence and comfort every game. How about a thought or two on him replacing Mikael, which is pretty big shoes?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's done a fantastic job for the start of the season. I think that having Eric around and being next to him will help a lot as well. But he's taking all the right steps, super professional. He's got that mentality of, you know, first one in, last one out. And that's special to see, especially from a young kid. That's always what you're looking for.
Griffin Dorsey joining us here at Senate Avenue Brewery. By the way, the food's amazing here. Also, the beer, that's Andrew Mitchum back there. He's a huge Dynamo fan, season ticket holder. He is the owner here. He had a nervous look just like I did before this when we were trying to get on the air. So we're all feeling a little bit better now. But we appreciate everybody coming out. It's a really rare opportunity to get to hook up with a dominant player on a team in a setting like this, because it doesn't happen that much in sports anymore. Everybody's pretty protected. So I think this is a really nice opportunity for everybody tonight. So we appreciate all of you coming up. I find it interesting you and Eric are roommates, because I find Eric to be a pretty spiritual, cerebral guy. His father's a famous architect and artist. And to see you and Svechenko kind of find each other is interesting.
Yeah, it was actually really funny. One of the first trips we went on, we were in Chicago, and we were staying in this, like, it was like an architectural hotel kind of thing. And he was completely geeking out. And this was one of the first times I ever met him and the first times we were ever really roommates. And I could see that side of him in a complete, like, eye-opening light. Like, yes, he definitely has that type of mentality. And he's also just, you know, willing to grow and do what helps him the most. And, his routines have also helped me.
Has he told you any stories about playing at Celtic in Scotland?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Got any good ones?
Probably
got threatened a few times by Rangers fans, I'm sure.
I was going to say, other than the fact that, you know, it's just a different type of environment and it's just the intensity of it, you know, those are really where the stories kind of...
Do you feel enough pressure in Houston? And I mean from the standpoint of healthy pressure. I'm not very happy with the lack of media coverage. I feel like I'm pounding a drum and sometimes nobody's listening. But do you... I know you inherently have your own pressure. But would it be helpful if there was more healthy pressure around this team?
Yeah. I mean, I can't really comment because I've only really played in Houston, so I only really have this type of experience. I do know that back in Toronto, you know, there was a little bit more of a following, and when things weren't going well, you definitely heard about it and you saw it a lot more than what you would in Houston. But I was a young kid looking at it, and I wasn't playing, so I didn't have much of that experience. And from the time I've been here, I think you have the internal pressure, but I think there is a little bit of that, like, breath of fresh air if we're not winning, like, especially my first year or two here, where it was like winning was almost part of the – or losing was almost part of the culture. Like, it was like, yeah. Okay, we lost. It's fine. There's definitely a little bit of that, but I feel that changing. I feel that changing actually over the last 2 years immensely. People are looking for results.
Wonderful. Griffin, thank you so much for coming out.
Yes, of course.
You made the show tonight for me personally. You made it for everybody else. Let's give him a round of applause. Also, Adriana, give her a round of applause.
Because
he doesn't get out here without her giving a yes to it. So we know that. I think that's what happens when you get married. All right, we're going to take a break here. Quick word here for Beach Soccer. May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex, 56-52 Forney. 4 versus 4 beach soccer. I don't know if Griffin's ever played beach soccer, but I bet he's been on the beach. Youth and adult divisions, you can register your team of 8. It's inlandsoccer.com. Inlandsoccer.com. Serge, you should get a team. Put a team together. Let us come out there and watch you guys play. I would like to see that. The promo is Soccer Matters to get 25 off the registration. Inlandsoccer.com. And by the way, guys in the Surge, you could do it drinking a few beers or pina coladas, and then you could attempt some bicycle kicks. It would be pretty fun. All right, inlandsoccer.com. It's May 10th at the Third Coast Sand Complex. We'll take a break here. Break music brought to you by the legendary Cactus Music vinyl CDs. They got it all down there.
Just when you're feeling good, it's true.
The Paul Gallant Show, weekday afternoons from noon to 3.
Today I learned Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was Canadian, and I don't think he should be an MVP because of that. I don't want a Canadian winning MVP, especially this year. We can't have Canada beating us in soccer and losing to Canada and the Four Nations. Like, I can't keep taking these L's from Canada.
Off through the legs of Smoliakov. Here comes McGlynn. Here comes McGlynn. Yes! Jack McGlynn drives to the 18, drives it in. He has been the strongest card here all night. And the Dynamo take a 1-0 lead in the 58th.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, that was the game-winning goal for the Houston Dynamo in their 1-0 victory over LAFC. The assist to Griffin Dorsey. He's here signing autographs. Senate Avenue Brewery, that's where we are. It's time now to talk a little bit of Gold Cup and some World Cup here. He's Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. He is with the Texans. He is David Fletcher, and he is one of the architects of bringing the international game here to Houston. Just a reminder here, the Gold Cup final for the first time ever is in Houston, Texas. What a great precursor this is to the 2026 World Cup and our seven matches here in Houston. So with that, we bring on David Fletcher, LSSE.net. David, how are you?
I'm fantastic. We're a winning Tuesday today, right?
This is a winning Tuesday. Griffin Dorsey in the house, David Fletcher. We're going to do some college talk. All right, CONCACAF is wide open right now. That makes the Gold Cup even more interesting to me this summer, with Mexico now the kings of CONCACAF based on the Nations League win. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Well, look, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, 16 teams going into the tournament this year. That'll start on June 14th, and all roads lead to Houston. And coming out of Nations League, I had a chance to be out there a couple weeks ago. You know, it's great to see how much the sport in this region, the competitiveness of it, has certainly reached all-time highs. U.S. obviously had their challenges. They're working on that. But Mexico played very well. Two really competitive matches against Canada and against Panama. And, you know, as we look towards Gold Cup, you know, it's great to see the familiar faces like Honduras, like El Salvador coming back. Going to be challenging. The Mexican national team back. Look, it's great for the region. But there's an opportunity for as many as 8 CONCACAF teams to play in next summer's World Cup. And I think you're going to see as good a soccer as you've ever seen, with it all culminating right here at NRG Stadium on July 6th.
So much opportunity. By the way, LSSE.net to get all the information on the Gold Cup and the World Cup. You can get early access to tickets when they're released, suites, perks, preferred parking, LSSE.net. Suites are fun, by the way. And I got one.
Oh, they're moving.
I remember I got one because I was calling the game with Pat Onstad when Chicharito debuted for Manchester United against the MLS All-Stars and scored. That time I got a suite for a whole bunch of people, and they had an amazing time. Preferred parking, LSSE.net. The suites are fun. Let's not forget you get all the primo sort of care. Expand on it a little
bit.
Well,
no question. I mean, look, I mean, NRG Stadium is one of the great destinations for soccer in the sport. This community will host 7 World Cup matches next year. We're going to host 7 Gold Cup matches here. 3 doubleheaders over at Shell Energy Stadium starting June 19th. The final over at NRG on July 6th. So no shortage of great international soccer coming to the most international market in the country this summer. And, look, you don't want to miss out. We are really excited about what these events have done for our community, raising the profile and helping us to build Houston into the destination for the sport. And the way we keep getting events like this is we keep supporting events like this.
We're really happy that you're out here. This is organic. This is community. We very much appreciate you being out here. And we're going to do some good college soccer talk as well coming up. All right. I do want to ask you this. There's been some talk about renovations at Energy Stadium. Obviously, FIFA wants something done, I think, near the corner flags. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I know Chris Canetti's shared with your listeners in the past. There's a lot of work being done and will be done to ensure NRG Stadium has the atmosphere and the environment that is needed for FIFA World Cup. Renovations are not as abundant as they are in other venues, but they have started over at the building. So there'll be a process this summer in and around all the great events that we're having that will enhance the fan experience leading up to and for next summer's FIFA World Cup. So new seating bowl configuration, new video boards, new sound system, new roof cover. So all elements that will enhance the experience for fans that visit NRG above and beyond World Cup, but certainly using that moment to create the right type of experience as we head into our third decade of major soccer here in Houston.
Round of applause for David Fletcher, please, here from Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, LSSE.net. By the way, when do the tickets go on sale for the Gold Cup?
So we'll have an announcement probably later this week. So just LSSE.net to get in on the presale, give you an opportunity, the first access. Suites are on sale now, so as Glenn mentioned, if you want to get in on that and you want your opportunity to buy the first hospitality for next summer's FIFA World Cup, LSSE.net. We are often selling with that, and it's just incredible to think about what the next 16 months will bring to this community, in addition to what we do every day with, you know, the Dynamo, the Dash, University of Houston, Rice, all the other great colleges, Texas A&M, you know, others that are in the region. Soccer is on full display every day here, and we're excited to be part of this community.
Take us behind the curtain. How do you pick your friendlies sometimes? Can you give us a little information on, you know, obviously you want teams that have a huge global reach, but you know, maybe give us a little insight into maybe what happens in order to get that ball in motion.
And Glenn, I need a whole show for that, but at the end of the day, you know, it starts with having a strong collaboration at all levels, having a very diverse and strong soccer community that supports a variety of events, having the most international, most diverse city in the country. That's a great place for us to start when we're having any conversation, whether it be with Premier League teams, La Liga teams, Liga MX teams, or teams right here in MLS. Right now we're, you know, with FIFA Club World Cup, with the Premier League Summer Series, two major soccer events happening this summer in addition to CONCACAF Gold Cup. The market's pretty crowded. We've had the luxury of several major international friendlies and competitive events here, including last year with Tigres and Inter Miami and Leagues Cup over at NRG. Not as much available this year, but keep an eye out. We're looking at some fall opportunities and some late summer that could come together. And at the end of the day, there's no shortage of professional soccer in this market. You know, great match tonight over at Shell Energy as the Mexican women's national team and Jamaica women's national team take on each other. Leagues Cup, MLS, NWSL, and, of course, all the things we've talked about on
Leagues
Gold Cup
with Tigres, by the way. I mean, that was Tigres, an amazing event. Tigres put 45,000 in energy and then basically came in and took the city over with a Tigres week in Houston, Texas, because so many fans of Tigres go over the border on the weekends to watch games. Real quick,
yeah.
Kevin De Bruyne, you had a great moment with your son. Tell me about it real quick before we go.
Well, I following the news of his imminent departure from Man City after the season, it gave me a moment to reflect on what we all love about this sport is the memories that it creates. When Manchester City and Club America played in our Copa de Lone Star at NRG in 2022, my son and I had a chance to have separate but equally impactful moments with Kevin. You know, I actually got to present him the trophy, and I don't know if I have enough time, but I'll try and squeeze it in, Glenn. Pep Guardiola, after they won that match, he said, "You got to give my team a trophy. We have won. We have won the match. We won our trophy." And I said, "No problem. I got it right over here, coach." He goes, "Well, go give it to us." And so I ran it over to Kevin. He was the captain, the MVP, scored both goals in the game, and had a special moment with him. And he's been such an electric player, such an amazing representative. I know he'll have another great chapter ahead of him, but certainly was news that hit home with me when I saw he's leaving City.
He's David Fletcher, the Gold Cup final in Houston for the first time ever. This guy's the architect behind it. You get your tickets at LSSE.net. That's where you find out all the information. Also on the World Cup as well. David, thank you so much for coming on tonight and also making the drive out here, because I know it's a long drive. We appreciate you being here live.
Get out here to Senate Ave. This is amazing. We'll see you next time, Glenn.
He looks good in the Soccer Matters hat, too, by the way. He could be our model. That's David Fletcher. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, a lot more to come here. T-shirts and hats brought to you by LamontBrands.com. You want the best in printing, it's LamontBrands.com. These guys are former Marines, great guys. They will give you a great deal. LamontBrands.com.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.